What could go wrong? This was the title I thought, you know. It's pretty funny when we design software, right? You remember these memes when someone is drinking water in QA and the abuser is trying to drink the water in all the different cases? This is what we thought we should talk a bit more about today, because we think that security is missing quite a big aspect on the design side. So today we're going to talk a little bit about UI. And specifically about this, are you sure, confirmation dialogue. You probably have seen some of them in one way or the other. It introduces a lot of ambiguity as well. It's so hard I can even barely say the word ambiguity. I'm not a native speaker, but neither is this guy as well. But no one is really sure if you want to do that. I probably will never be able to get French citizenship after this talk, but it's all right. So a lot of these confirmation dialogues are introducing major security issues, which are left on the user. You know, as developers, we think this is easy, right? But sometimes it's not. I didn't want to take an example of Windows as well, but this is not a good example, so I thought, yeah, sure, we can do it. This is one deletion dialogue in Windows 10, and the first one is pretty okay, the second one, not so much. Can someone of you tell me what is the difference in the second one? Why is the second one worse? Anyone has any ideas?
Missing details.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you what it's going to do.
Missing details, it's not saying what it's going to do. And yeah, I think that's right. The first one is pretty good because you are deleting something and it tells you, like, maybe it's your baby photos from, I don't know, in the 90s. Maybe you don't want them deleted. And that's fine. You get the metadata here. But in the second one, you don't have these two, this information. You are just deleting two items. Imagine you're going quickly to the bathroom. You go back. You don't know what you are deleting, right? And maybe you click on yes because you are sure, right? As well, let alone the fact that these are using two different icons here, one time an X and one time a warning sign for the same kind of action. So this is like a very simple thing we are looking at. So basically, the issue happens when developers think that the users understand security as much as they do. And there's a gap as well. So some of you might know the privacy paradox as well. Now, I know security and privacy is not the same thing. But for the sake of the argument, I'm making them the same thing here on this slide as well. So in 2001, there was some research called the privacy paradox, and it describes very well how people think they care about privacy and how what they really do. So you might know after 2013, after the Snowden leaks, people were very angry. Like, what are we doing? We need to change something. I don't think there's a lot of things changing since then. So this is the privacy paradox. The people's behavior towards what they actually